Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We are live outside Kauffman Stadium for Jack Caglione's Kauffman Stadium debut. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Joel Goldberg. You see him all the time on the FanDuel Sports Network. Joel, happy to have you join us today.
Always good to join you, C-Dot. How you doing?
Doing fantastic, man. I believe that the hype was always going to be there for this game, but the fact that we are coming off Jack Caglione having four hits on Sunday against the White Sox, it just turns up the anticipation more for later today.
Yeah, and I like that he had the four hits, or even if it had been just two hits. You know, I felt like the first hit was like, okay, you know, now you can breathe a little bit. I mean, he is human, and he understands that if you're hitting the ball hard, it's going to fall through. But, you know, I had multiple people say to me, just maybe not even Royals fans, but people are hearing the buzz around the country, and I'd get messages from friends like, man, what's going on? Pretty rough start for him. And I'm like, it's really not as bad as it looks. But, you know, you got a number, batting average under 100. It doesn't look good. It doesn't feel good. Suddenly, in one day, because it's such a small sample size, you're up to 240. You're coming off a four-hit game. That's pretty good. And then add in C-Dot, it's the Yankees, so there's going to be a big crowd anyway. He feels like the kind of player, the kind of superstar that gets the attention of the big stage in New York, and we have it here in Kansas City for many years. And then the flip side is, I don't know how many people saw it, but in his post-game interview with me, his first post-game interview, you know, live after the game, he says, I'm more excited, I think, about my home debut at Kauffman Stadium Tuesday than my actual debut in St. Louis. And so that should excite some people, too.
That's what really excites me about later today is it feels like the perfect intersection of everything. The weather is going to be fantastic. Yeah. They're playing the Yankees at home. Maybe the most famous baseball player in America, Aaron Judge, is in this game. Bobby Witt Jr. is in this game. It's Dollar Hot Dogs. It's Jack Caglione's Kauffman Stadium debut. It feels like it's all the makings to get 32,000-35,000 people out to the park tonight.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing. I don't know what they're expecting, but it does. It feels like the stars are aligned. And look, I mean, if it were 3 days later and it's the whatever you call it, Athletics, you know, people are still going to be excited to come. But I think you add it all up and you're right. It's the Yankees. And look, he's not Aaron Judge. Quite frankly, nobody in the game is right now other than maybe Shohei Ohtani in terms of the jaw-dropping numbers and the physical specimen size. But he's something of those two, right? I mean, I don't know if he's ever going to pitch or not, but that was the label on him coming out of college, sort of a Shohei Ohtani type in college. And he's got the size, not quite the same size as Aaron Judge. I mean, Aaron Judge is freakish size, but if you can't tell on TV and you're going to the ballpark, you're going to look, and you don't need a number, you don't need to know a position, you don't need to know anything other than look and be like, oh, that's Caglione. 6'5", 250, looks like he could be, you know, lining up on the other side of the formation from a Travis Kelce as your second tight end or something like that, or even an undersized rushing end. He is a physical specimen at 6'5", 250, size 17 shoes. They just don't grow like that too often.
Right now, we're talking to Joel Goldberg of the FanDuel Sports Network, looking ahead to Jack Caglione making his Kauffman Stadium debut coming up later today. You can catch that right here on 96.5 The Fan. Joel, you spent a lot of time around young players. You've seen guys go from getting the call up to now being in the Royals Hall of Fame. What do you look for when you see a young player in his first handful of starts like we're seeing with Jack Caglione?
Yeah, I love that question because I think that any of us that have been around it a lot, and keep in mind, I mean, I'm not a scout. I'm not a, you know, I'm a broadcaster. I'm a host. I'm a reporter. But I've seen the cycle. You know, in my first year, Eric Hosmer was was drafted. He was the first draft pick ever in my Royals time, and you know, now he's out of the game and on the other side of it. So I've seen everything in between. And there's a few things I think that are different about Jack that remind me a little bit of Hosmer, but also remind me a bit of Bobby Witt Jr. and also some Salvador Perez. Rusty Koontz made the comparison to Salvador Perez just in terms of his positivity, his smile, love of the game. And then he also saw some similarities in Alex Gordon in terms of the work ethic. That's a huge compliment. But there's something about a star, whether they're a giant personality or whether they're more low-key like a Bobby Witt Jr., that just is not flustered by the spotlight. And I will tell you right now that the amount of media that was there to cover his debut in St. Louis last Tuesday, seems like a lifetime ago already, was more than anything I've ever seen in a regular season game. I mean, it was a playoff type of crowd of media, at least 30 deep in the scrum, and he looked like he'd been there forever. And that didn't surprise me. He's been on a big stage. He understands the attention. It feels a little bit like, you know, a rock star traveling with us. There's a little bit more security when he's down on the field. There are more fans reaching out at him. So I think that's it. I mean, the talent's the talent, and we'll see how that plays out, the ups and downs. And I'll expect it to be good, see that. But, you know, how does he do when he struggles? Well, we've already seen it. He had one hit in his first, five games and was hitting the ball hard, and he didn't put his head down a whole lot. He looked a little frustrated at one point. That's human nature. But I think what I see from the best of superstars is the talent speaks for itself. Certainly the sound off the bat is different. People have even been saying to me they could hear it on TV. It sounds a little bit louder. It does in person. And I just think that he is comfortable with the spotlight without seeking the spotlight. And I think he fits in and he's really comfortable with it. And I think that you have to either be born that way or have been exposed to this type of a spotlight. And I certainly know he's been exposed to it. Maybe he was born that way too. I don't know.
The point that I've made on this show is I don't know if there's been too many regular season Royals games like this. Like, I'm going to remove the Bobby Witt Jr. and Alex Gordon debuts because they happened on opening day. Like, they come wrapped in their own pageantry. But I'm thinking about Eric Hosmer when he made his debut, was in the middle of the season. When Zach Greinke made his debut, that also happened in the middle of the season. And I was at the Greinke game. You could just feel the buzz, the excitement. People wanted to see this prospect that had been talked about for so long. That's kind of what I'm anticipating today, that there is just going to be a buzz and an energy. Obviously, people are there to see the Royals. They're there to see the Yankees and there to see Aaron Judge. A lot of the walk-up crowd and the excitement, they're going to be there to see one person, and it's going to be a rookie.
I was thinking a lot about what you just said last week, because in my time, I don't think there's been a debut this big, and the only one that would compare to it in my time would be Hosmer. And it was because, you know, it was in May, and we've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and then it finally happened. It's kind of like how I think the Royals' first World Series parade was a little bit bigger than the Chiefs' first Super Bowl parade, or certainly the Chiefs' first was bigger than the second, because it's like it was the first. And Hosmer was kind of the first of that group. Hos came, Moose came, Salvi came, and he was the first big prospect after Alex Gordon where we had been waiting and waiting and waiting, and it was finally here. I just remember that day, and it was a home debut. That's all anyone talked about on talk radio. And then when you add in that Hosmer, he had the All-American looks, and he carried himself like an All-American. And I think Caglione has a lot of that. But what I was thinking about was that Bobby Witt Jr.'s debut, yeah, it was huge, but it was lost in the shuffle of all the pomp and circumstance and excitement of opening day and who's on the roster and who didn't make the roster and what are the expectations for the year. And, oh, by the way, Bobby Witt Jr.'s here. But I feel like in the case of Hosmer, we were waiting a couple of years for that. And, you know, he was a high school kid going a few years. And Bobby's, it was a little bit different. And Alex Gordon's just before my time. That had its own difference, just, you know, him being a Nebraska kid. But it was opening day. This just feels different and bigger than any other. And I also feel like he's probably, I don't know, like just national recognition. The College World Series has become so big. Hitting home runs, also pitching last year. There was just such a name recognition with him. And I think the last piece to that too, C-Dot, is that, look, in the end, and this is why until Bobby Wood Jr. can top Aaron Judge is going to get the most attention. It's not just because he's in New York. It's not just because he's the incumbent in terms of MVP. It's that he's a home run hitter. And this game has always, always gravitated from Babe Ruth on to the home run hitters because those are the counting numbers that we completely know how to quantify. And that's what Jack Caglione could be, right? He's going to be known for these towering home runs. And I think that's why everyone is so excited beyond just the normal excitement of a big-time prospect.
Joel, I'll get you out of here with this. We have heard a lot of people make player comparisons. You mentioned the power. We had J.J. Cooper on from Baseball America. He said this is the most raw power a Royals prospect has had since Bo Jackson. We heard J.J. Piccolo say that they think he can be Pete Alonso, a guy who has won multiple home run derbies. When you see Jack Caglione, who does it remind you of? And you just made the point. I mean, you and I have followed Royals baseball for a long time. They've had great offensive players. They haven't had many great power hitters, many great sluggers in that context. And I do think that's part of what it has people so excited about Jack Caglione is he is a prospect that they haven't had very often in their system.
Yeah, and I think to me in my time here, there have been two power hitters, and I guess you could say three in Salvi, but Salvi does so many other things. And, you know, you look at the home run records that have been set and that Balboni record stayed for so long at such a low number. But, you know, Mike Moustakas was a power hitter, but he's not that 6'5". You know, there's just still something about that huge guy. Moose did it in some different ways. Jorge Soler was that. I mean, he had that build. But he wasn't a Royals prospect. And, you know, he was a very likable, very happy-go-lucky Cuban that didn't speak a ton of English, and so there wasn't as much of a connection with him. That's just the way it was. So, you know, to me, this might be the first true power hitter homegrown that everybody can watch from day one. And let's add in also C-Dot to the mix tonight and the excitement that he hasn't hit a homer yet. And so he comes in here, probably everybody's relieved that he had the four hits the other day, but everybody gets a chance to potentially over the next 6 days see what they believe, what we believe will be the first of many, many home runs. I like the Pete Alonso comparison. Also, he went to the same high school and college as Pete Alonso, so there's some lineage there, which I think makes some sense. And then the Bo Jackson stuff, I mean, there's obviously no other Bo Jackson. But in terms of just the power and the physical specimen, again, it's different than Bo. But I think there's some synergy there as well when you look at the fact that he was the first player since Bo Jackson, position player, to be called up in season less than a year after being drafted out of college since Bo Jackson. And now, I forget what the number was, but the first player in his first week with the Royals to have a four-hit game within his first week since Bo Jackson. So there's some interesting storylines there as well. Last thing, and I know we've got to wrap it up. I was walking in the other day, and the batting cage, there's no space at Wrigley Field in Chicago. The batting cage is in the hallway, like where any media would walk by, right outside the clubhouse, and that's where they've got the netting and they work out there. Every day that I walked into that series, and it wasn't the same time, every game was a different time, every day I walked in, Caglione was in there working. And that last day on Sunday, I walk in, and I swear he hits a screaming line drive that if there was no net, would have hit me square in the middle of my eyes and killed me. And I have no idea whether it was 115, 117, or 150, or whatever it was off of the bat. But holy crap, whatever you want to say. I mean, that's how hard he hits the ball. My heart just jumped. I don't know if I tried to play it cool enough not to freak out. This dude's power is legit. I can't wait for everyone to see it.
That is Joel Goldberg joining us on the show today. You can catch him on the FanDuel Sports Network for Jack Caglione's Major League debut. You can also listen to it right here on 96.5 The Fan. Joel, it's always great catching up with you, my man. Enjoy the game.
Appreciate it, C-Dot. We got a one-on-one with him tonight, so I hope everybody will check it out, and always good to talk to you.
Absolutely. You can catch the game a couple of different ways today. You can catch the game on the FanDuel Sports Network. I assume that's how you usually watch the Royals. They will also be on TBS later today for the national broadcast. You can also catch them right here on 96.5 The Fan. We're going to hand things off to Vern coming up at 5:30. Vern is actually going to be with us on location. We are out at Kauffman Stadium. Vern will be here coming up in about an hour or so, getting you ready for Jack Caglione, who is set to make his Kauffman Stadium debut coming up today. First pitch is at 6:40. So let me take you guys through my afternoon. We're doing the show at Kauffman. So Rob and I were at the station earlier today, you know, getting ready for the show, you know, preparing for the show. And then we have to drive from the station to Kauffman Stadium. So I'm flipping through the radio stations. You know how you do. Mm-hmm. You flip around and you kind of want to see what other people's radio stations are doing, you know. I flip through the music stations. I flip through the talk stations. I see what the competitor is doing. You know, I like to be informed. And have you ever been kind of looking for like a good song to ride to? I'm not going to listen to what I normally listen to. I'm just looking for some tunes to get into. I imagine everybody's talking about Jack Caglione, but I don't want to take somebody else's Jack Caglione take. I want my own takes. So I'm flipping through, and I get a little, you know, I get a little Doja Cat. Mm-hmm. I like that one song. I want to show you all. I like that song. So I'm vibing. You know, I'm vibing a little bit, you know. I turn it, you know. All right, then I go to the next station. You know, I go to 103. Shout out to my guys over at 103. I get a little Kendrick Lamar. Turn his TV off. Turn his TV off. I'm like, all right, I just saw this in concert last week. I don't need to hear that.
That one's not for you.
And then I'm flipping through the station, and then I hear another song. This was the song I heard when I turned on the radio.
Because he's J.A.C. He's dynamite. J.A.C.
I turned that off in about 4 seconds. I turned that song off almost immediately. I heard that. I didn't even let him fit. You know, you good. You got it. Jay, yeah, you know what, man?
Pass.
What's Jason Anderson talking about? That's what I felt immediately. I heard that. J.A. Sports Radio 8. I was like, bro, get this away from me. I don't want no parts of that song. I'll never hear that song. 913-586-7965. What did you guys make of Cody's song earlier today? Cody at this point can drop an album. I'm serious. Cody has about 10 to 12 of these kind of parody songs. He's got a couple of these songs in the tuck. I've heard some of them. I participated in some of them. I heard the first opening notes. I mean, it's almost exactly how I felt when I was listening to that Lil Wayne and I heard that elephant sound. I'm not listening to this song. I'm not listening to this. Please get this song away from me. That's how I felt when I was listening. I'm being serious. I'm riding around and this, I heard just a little sliver of it. Play it again, JT.
Because he's J.A.C. He's dynamite. J.A.C.
Click. I turned on Pete Mundo. I'd rather listen to that. I'd rather listen to Pete Mundo talk about what's going on in L.A. than listen to that song. I wanted no parts of it. I'm serious. I wasn't fooling with it. Maybe, I wanted nothing to do with it.
Maybe this is the low bar that's been created. I think this is one of Cody's better songs. I don't think he's pumping out hits. But you're telling me that you would rather listen to, what was that Super Bowl rap he did? The Super Bowl rap was bad. Creed is good, not great. There have been some, the Michael Garcia song, not for me. Like, there have been some songs that Cody pumped out that I thought, this isn't at the peak of your craft. I still think Pasquantino to the Justin Bieber beat is the best one. This might be his second best one, and that's an indictment on the songs, not an indictment on the quality of this song.
I'm telling you right now, Rob Brenton, this is what I'm telling you. I felt like Shannon Sharp. Skip! That's what I felt like. I felt like Shannon Sharp when I heard that. I'm telling you, I almost broke my car stereo how quickly I... Please get this off my phone. Please. Please get this song away from me. The text line, this is by far the best song Cody has ever written.
I'm telling you.
It's actually some of his best work.
That is an indictment on his work, but this one is listenable.
Nah, you guys just like who the song's about. That's what it is. You like who the song is about.
That's not true for me. Because he did Happy Birthday, Patrick, and I cringed for 2 minutes. He did a Happy Birthday song for Patrick Mahomes. Who doesn't love Patrick Mahomes?
That's fair.
I listened to that song, and I felt uncomfortable. This song, I've never seen Jack Caglione live and in person take a major league at-bat, and I thought, that one's not bad.
Who's the original, the TNT? Who's
it's
that
AC/DC.
By?
It's TNT by AC/DC.
I didn't know who it was by.
I wish
it's one of those songs that I know I've heard a million times. I just don't. I don't know.
I don't know
who it's by.
I would bet.
I don't know who the artist is.
I would bet you a significant amount of money that in the last year, if I was out and Quentin was in for me, Quentin played TNT as a bump. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Played
Quentin.
TNT as a bump. That was his third most listened to song last year on Spotify. What are you talking about? He just played as a bump. He might actually get down on one knee to that song. Marry me. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Shout out to Cody Tapp, though. You know what? I'm happy he continues to try. Keep making songs. Keep pumping them out. JAC, the text line, you let me know. 913-586-7965. Let me know if JAC was a hit or not. Let me know.
I think hit or not versus best work are two different questions. It wasn't a hit, but it wasn't his worst work,
okay,
which is how I'm going
to
judge
it. That's fair. That's fair to note. I do want to point out one thing. I know we're up against it, and I know we're going to play the Jack Caglione media availability here coming up in a bit. I also have a hypothetical question I'd like to ask you about the Royals and the Yankees. We'll do that coming up in a bit. Dollar Dog Day is the best day at Kauffman Stadium.
Do people argue the other side of that?
I mean, I'm sure there's other days that people, like, I'm not a bobblehead collector, you know, so I'm not somebody that's coming out here for the collectibles.
That's,
you know,
fair.
I'm not coming out here for the T-shirts or those things. I mean, I get the appeal for those T-shirts. They're just not really the appeal for me. I'm not going out there.
That's fair.
But when I didn't even know this was going to be Jack Caglione's major league debut, because you remember back in the day when the Royals used to do the dollar, if they were playing a prime game,
they wouldn't
have it. If they were playing the Red Sox back when Manny Ramirez and Pedro Martinez was on the mound, you better pay full price for that hot dog. But you were telling me that I got the opportunity to see Bobby Witt Jr., Max Fried, Aaron Judge, Noah Cameron, Jack Caglione's major league debut, and they selling dollar glizzies? Oh, you got to sign me up. And I don't mind walking down there. They got the little value booth now. You can get a can of beer for $4. So you're telling me I can get two cans of beer and two hot dogs at the K for $10? Oh, sign me up. I was here for that. I would have been here no matter if Jack Caglione was going to be here or not. I was going to be here today regardless. But now, on top of my ticket purchase, I also get Jack Caglione Day at the K. That's a bonus for me.
It's a little peek behind the cover. So before the show, me and you, we talk, we hang out, chit-chat in the office. This is probably a week ago, before Cags even got called up. We're looking at the calendar, you know, planning show stuff. And Carrington looks at me and goes, by the way, I'm going to that Tuesday game for the Dollar Dogs. Yankees in town and Dollar Dogs? Sign me up.
I wasn't playing around.
He told me the ticket fairy came through so he could go to see the Yankees and get Dollar Dogs. So I am here to firsthand attest. Carrington was going to be here whether the show was here, whether Cags was here.
I was coming.
It could have been, I don't know who, they could have started a bullpen day today for the Royals on the mound, and Carrington was not missing Dollar Dogs. And Aaron Judge could have been sick, and he was going
to
be here.
I don't care who was playing in the game. Do you think it matters to me?
You would come out here for Royals White Sox for a Dollar Dog. You might have already done that already.
I have been out here. You know what I love? I love a good Royals Guardians Dollar Dog game. Royals and Reds. I love a Royals Reds Dollar Dogs. I love it. No, sign me up. You don't got to do much convincing to get me to come out to the stadium. If the weather's going to be like this and they got dollar hot dogs, I'm out here. I'm out. Sign me up.
I think you're a little bit unique looking at your attendance numbers. You might be an outlier with doesn't take much to get me here.
I'm saying it does. It honestly doesn't. It doesn't.
They need 35,000 fans like you. Oh, there's one giveaway? I'm in.
I don't even care about the promotions. I can't think of the last time I came to the game because they had a certain promotion. Like, I don't come out here for the T-shirts. I don't come out here for the bobbleheads. I was here, and I got the little replica ring. I already gave it away, but yeah. I did get the replica
That's
ring.
That's true.
That was actually a pretty nice quality. It was actually kind of cool. I'm out here. The only promotions that I care about are Firework Fridays and the hot dogs. Those are the only two ones that I care about. Sign me up for a dollar dog.
sign me up for a Firework Friday. I like a Firework Friday. I got to go down on the field last year and go to Firework Friday. I'm serious. I got to go on the field. I was excited. I was running around. I felt like a kid. I was down on the field for a Firework Friday. It was good. Someone on the text line says those hot dogs are nasty, bro. That might be a block worthy offense. We're not going to disrespect the Aramark hot dogs. Not on this show. Not when they're a dollar. Mm-mm. When they're $4.50, I might be passing on the dog or not. But you're mm-hmm. telling me I can get a 4-for-1 deal on a hot dog? Oh, sign me up. I'm here. I am at Kauffman Stadium. You can find me in section 320 later today. I can't wait. Coming up on the other side, we're trying to hear from Jack Caglione. We got the audio in. All right, Jack Caglione made his Kauffman Stadium media debut. We'll hear it next. Keep it right here, Mr. Drive.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Someone on the text line asked a really good question. C-Dot, what's the best kind of hot dog? Ballpark hot dog is actually not number one. It's not number one. It's high on the list. Don't get me wrong. A ballpark hot dog is definitely high on the list. Tailgate hot dog, I think, is higher up than a ballpark hot dog. Tailgate hot dog, I mean, coming right off the grill. You're sitting there. You got your buds around. You're there. I think tailgate hot dog is ahead of the ballpark hot dog if we're given a list.
Let me ask you this, because I think this will give a nice insight into your point. Do you prefer your hot dog a little charred, a little burned, a little crispy on the outside, or do you like it more like it's QT, been on the rollers?
Yeah, I mean, I like it a little bit more cooked. I mean, don't get
me. So then that would explain why you prefer the tailgate one. The tailgate one, they don't regulate temperature well out there. It's a little more charred sensation.
Yeah, I mean, I like the ballpark hot dog, too, and I'm not here to talk down on the ballpark hot dog. But the ballpark hot dog, it's only good because of the setting.
That's fair.
Like, the ballpark hot dog, I'm not buying that outside of it. It's part of everything you're around. You know, you're outside. They got the fountains going. They got the music playing. You're like, yeah, go and give me two of them hot dogs. I'm not getting those hot dogs in the real world, though. But when you got the tailgate going and they got the burgers and they got the dogs and you might be waiting on something a little bit, you know, better, a little bit more filling.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, go on. Well, you know what? Those two links right there. Go on. Give me those two links. Those are the top ones.
I'm a more charred person myself. I like a, you know, grilled at someone's house dog over a QT roller dog. So I actually agree with you. Tailgate, home cook, like if you get a nice, you know, crispy exterior on a hot dog, that is the way I prefer my hot dog, which is not really how the ballpark does it, because they kind of just have them on rollers and they hand them to you.
We might have to postpone Cags. How about a hot dog after golf?
Hot dog at the turn. Hot dog at the turn is an elite dog because it's a game changer. It changes the whole outlook of the back nine because either A, you know, you're tired, you're a little worn down, it's hot, and you get yourself a dog and a beer, and suddenly that back nine feels like you could fight Thor. You feel incredible. So hot dog at the turn is, even if you're playing like a 8:15 tee time and it's 10:30 and you're making the turn, you got to get a dog at the turn. Yeah, 100%.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not even sure if ballpark hot dog is a top three hot dog. All right. This is my official
definitive
top three
rankings. Here we go.
This is my official top three. This is it. Number one, tailgate hot dog is number one.
High on the list.
I'm going to go number two. And I think this is a good one. This is a good number two. when you're a little bit hungry, but you got like a bigger meal that's coming up later in the day.
Like a snack.
Yeah, but like you want something to eat, but you don't want to eat something that's too filling. You stop by and you get those Quick Trip ones. And what makes the Quick Trip hot dog so good is it's all the fillings. You can put the banana peppers. You can put the onions on there. They got all the different kind of sauces and condiments to put on there. A Quick Trip hot dog is definitely high up on the list. A lot of people are saying, what about Sam's Club, a Costco?
A Costco dog is great.
I haven't had a Costco hot dog, so I can't speak to the Costco dog. I can't speak to it.
Costco dog is my lane. That is suburban Johnson County lunch while shopping, you know, personified. And I'm here to tell you, it's an incredible time because it's an incredible value. The Costco hot dog is great, but similar to the ballpark dog being great because of the aesthetics, the Costco dog is great because you're getting a quality hot dog at a quality price. You're not getting raked over the coals for a hot dog. I don't know if you've ever been to like a bar or a restaurant, they offer a hot dog, and you're like, why is that $5.79? What are we doing here? Costco doesn't do that to you. Costco gives you a hot dog at a respectable price. So that is part of the allure of the Costco dog. But it... get a Costco dog and then go walk around and get, you know, stuff for the week, paper towels, toilet paper, the whole deal. That's a nice little Saturday, my friend.
Someone on the text line says you guys are seriously doing a hot dog power ranking on an afternoon drive sports talk show. I want to be clear. We're doing this on the most popular talk show in all of Kansas City. So I want to at least clarify. I want to do the proper respect on what we're doing here. I want our full credit on what we're doing here. Last thing, where does like late night food truck hot dog, like you're a little bit hungry, you maybe have had a couple of drinks outside and you just need something, you know what I mean, you need something to soak up the alcohol, where does that rank?
So that's gonna be low, very low on the list for me. It might not score. It's gonna be near the bottom. It's gonna be like boiled water hot dog. It's gonna be near the bottom of the list, and here's why. And maybe me and you are different. Let's say you're out having a few drinks. At the end of the night, you want a quick snack before Ubering home, and you see the food trucks. I am going to the hot dog one dead last. I'll get a nice wrap, a nice pita.
I do like a wrap.
I get a nice pita.
Late night wrap.
Uh-huh. I get a nice falafel. I get a nice
tacos. You're going way too exotic.
I'll get tacos. I'll get a sub. Like, have you ever walked out and been like, man, I just need something to tide me over. I'm going to grab a hot dog before heading home? No. There are way – a nice gyro. There are way better options at the end of the night ahead of a hot dog. So because of that, I think the end of the night hot dog food truck one's going to score very, very low.
I don't know about that. Someone said, what about a campfire one?
Not for me.
Where does a campfire hot dog?
Not for me. You gotta put like the way you cook it. You gotta, you know, run some sort of stick or some sort of device through the middle of it. You gotta touch it when it's raw. That's not for me. No thanks.
I don't think I've ever had a campfire hot dog.
How many campfires think you've been to in your life? I think you can count them on one hand. Based on how well I know you, I think it's one hand.
Zero.
That was my guess.
I don't think I've ever been to one. Actually, you know what? I have been to one before, and I just realized that usually when they're – you don't know why I stopped going to it. This is for real. And we'll play Jack Caglione coming up in a bit. This is why. Somebody broke out the guitar and just started singing. I wasn't there for that vibe.
Mm-mm.
Why are we doing this? There's no reason to do this. We have an entire system that you can wirelessly play music. Why do I need to – why do I have to hear you sing the popular – no, I don't want that. That's when I told myself I'll never go to another one of these campfires. Anytime it's just a gathering of people, somebody always just whips out the guitar and starts singing, and I got to hear your terrible cover of this song. That's not what I signed up for. Not at all. Not at all.
And, I mean, no. I mean, you might be the best guitar player. Your a cappella acoustic version of whatever song, it's just worse. It's just worse.
A lot of people on the text line are saying a 4th of July hot dog is high up on the list.
That's the same as a tailgate or outdoor grill dog. It's not like you're eating it with fire. Like you're not cooking it with fireworks. It's just the locale. That I It's the same as doing one of the game.
Yeah, you know my feelings on camping. I'm not practicing homelessness. That's just not an activity that I'm all about. Like, there's never, ever been a time where I was outside and I was like, man, you know what I should do? I want to sleep out here. I actually want to stay out here. No, one of my favorite things about being outside is I just know eventually I'm going to go back inside at some point. I really love inside. Like, I've created the inside for all the things that I love to do. It's got air in there. It's got the television. I can play the video game. I actually have grown very fond of going inside over the course of my lifetime. Coming up on the other side, we'll hear from Jack Caglione, who met with the media. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. Rob Britton is also here, taking you up until 5:30 as we are outside Kauffman Stadium right now for the Kauffman Stadium debut for Jack Caglione. Speaking of Jack Caglione, he met with the media earlier today for his first media availability at Kauffman Stadium. Let's play it for you.
I was talking with Joel, and I told him I'm more excited for this than I was for the actual debut itself. Just excited to play in front of these fans.
It goes into that.
It's home. You know, hopefully be here for a long time and, you know, grow that relationship with them and just get them their money's worth.
What have people told you about Kansas City?
Outfield's going to be a lot bigger than most parks. So, hence why I got to be out here and pretty soon got to get a feel for what they truly mean by that. That they said, you know, the environment here is great. You know, got great fans, very loyal. So super excited about that. And yeah, really just that's going to be a bigger ballpark. Just going to get acclimated to it.
Jack, do you plan to take a moment to soak everything in, or are you just laser focused on your job?
Focus on the job. I mean, I'll soak it in hopefully after a win tonight. So
you have friends and family with you on the road. What do you got here tonight?
Yeah, I got a good group. More friends from back home made the trip out. So them, family's back for today. So, yeah, I got a good group.
Yeah, you're just a weekend. But, I mean, how much more settled do you feel, if you do feel settled, than you did a week ago and Tuesday in St. Louis?
Yeah, definitely a lot more. You know, being at a place I'll call home. So got acclimated, been here a few times in the past, you know, for the signing and what we did with this past year's draft class and everything. So definitely more aware of my bearings here. So I feel good.
Can you quantify what you feel most settled in by over the last week in terms of just what you've gotten to do and how much just this brief experience has gotten you under your belt?
Yeah, I mean, I'd definitely say the locker room, just the guys in there. Everybody's super supportive, you know. It's a group of like-minded individuals. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to make sure everybody's on the same page and feeling good for it. So that's probably been the biggest thing.
You had a true off day yesterday.
Looked around for places to live. got out of a hotel for a little while. That was really it. Went to a card shop. Just chill off day. I did, yeah. I found a few like Royals cards. I got like a Reagan's from the All-Star game, got a Massey rookie, a couple Bobs, got a Bob and Sal, then like celebrating. So snag those. They did not, no. Sports and cards or art of sport.
You know any guys in that Yankees clubhouse?
I do. I know Volpe, their strength coach, Larry Attagoke. He actually he used to be a trainer in Tampa where I worked out in high school, and now he's full-time with the Yankees. So I've known him for quite some time. So I'm excited to see them.
I understand some people in your family are Yankees fans as well.
Yeah, my grandpa's from New York, so he grew up big Yankee fan. He unfortunately, he won't be here tonight or anything, but yeah.
Watch you play against him.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll have it on the TV tonight.
Jack, have you asked any of your teammates home game and what they remember about their debuts in Kauffman?
No, that'd definitely be smart to do.
A lot of Royals fans are obviously really excited to see you play. Have you kind of felt that love from the fan base, and what's it kind of like to see that energy out of them?
It's great. I mean, Rave was telling me he went to Dick's and they had some stuff up there. I guess like shirts or something of me. So I'm definitely feeling the love. So I'm super excited to just be a part of it.
I've got a non-Major League Baseball question. It's been a little controversy, not really controversy. People don't maybe like how college baseball is looking, some sort of showboating and things like that. You're not very far removed from that. Making the World Series, the SEC gets a little weird sometimes. What have you noticed difference-wise? I mean, I guess it's not the way anyone acts up here, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that there's a time and place for everything. You know, I think some of these guys are getting a little too upset online about players' actions. I mean, it's a super regional. Some of these guys are never going to play baseball again after this year. It's like, do whatever you want. Have fun with it. Enjoy it. I mean, obviously, keep it respectful. Look towards your dugout and that type of stuff, for sure. But, no, I'm guilty of it. I played fiery in college. I mean, you could ask India. Even India did the same thing. That's kind of how it goes. You know, I'm not going to condone anything, but that's how the moment's going to kind of take you. That'll So be it.
It's a little different professional, though, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's the major leagues, so guys are definitely going to be more professional about how they go about their business and stuff. So definitely taking that into account, for sure.
Jack, you said Bobby gives you a rule every day. What was the rule today for you?
None yet, because Bob, we've been kind of doing our own things. He's in the infielders meetings and stuff. I'm unfortunately not a part of those right now.
Jack, I know it's only been a week, but how's your approach at the plate changing?
Yeah, really just focusing on seeing the ball up. You know, these guys, if you give them any kind of inkling towards any weakness, they're going to try and exploit it. So got a little bit of a taste of that in St. Louis. And now it's just kind of one of those things that you keep in the back of your mind, be mindful of it, know your own reports. How guys have been trying to get you out have really played a big role into that too.
Actually, I think you're just the second Royal, Bo Jackson, to have a four-hit game within their first six games. What's it like, you know, just even being in the same company as Bo?
Pretty surreal. I mean, it's Bo Jackson. You know, he's probably the best athlete to ever live. So that's some good company.
And supporting you, what nickname to call? What's your favorite that you've heard or a favorite nickname that you have?
I mean, I'm simple. I like Cags.
And that was Jack Caglione, who was making his Kauffman Stadium media debut. He met with the media earlier today before his home opening game. Really excited to see what the crowd is like today. I am very rarely here this early at Kauffman Stadium. It does kind of feel like a lot of people are here.
There's a little bit of
kind of early.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a buzz. I mean, nothing's really happening, but just it's a lot of people walking around right now. A lot of Royals fans, a lot of Yankees fans, people kind of getting set up right now. You know, it's a lot going on right now. I'm very optimistic about the crowd. We actually have some attendance numbers, and this isn't even negative attendance numbers. We have some attendance stuff that we will get to coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Vern is also going to join us coming up in the 4 o'clock hour as well. All right, let's step aside here. We're going to continue to get you ready for Jack Caglione Day at Kauffman Stadium. He is set to make his Kauffman Stadium debut coming up. First pitch is at 6:40. You can catch that a bunch of different ways today, actually. You can catch that right here on 96.5 The Fan. You can catch it over on TBS. You can also catch it on the FanDuel Sports Network. So certainly no lack of coverage today for Royals and Yankees. I have a very interesting question to ask you about the Royals and the Yankees coming up at the top of the hour. We'll get to it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.